This is David Duke. Recently, I received a letter from a Jewish individual. It was not a hate letter, but one that questioned in a reasonable fashion some of my assertions. It's a good letter because in answering it, I believe I can answer not only the writer's questions, but answer many of the questions my readers have, both pro and con. You can find this letter on my website, davidduke.com, and you can read my answer to his letter. And here, I will speak the answer for you. Dear Brian, thanks for your reply. Far from being simply misguided, the evidence of the Iraq War shows a consistent lying and deceitfulness of a very malicious nature. Going to war against an entire nation on false pretenses and violation of international law is no minor, inconsequential matter. It came at the cost of at least 100,000 innocent lives and terrible human suffering. At least 20,000 of those maimed, killed, or who have endured great suffering have been Americans and their families. Any other nation's leaders that launched this unjustified, murderous war would find its leaders in a dock of the Court of Human Rights in The Hague, charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity. Not only was the start of the war a crime, but the Jewish neocon makers of American policy have conducted this war as cruelly as any despot. If our troops had liberated Abu Ghraib and found pictures similar to the ones Americans took there, and by the way, we haven't even been allowed to see the worst of them, America would have shown those pictures to the world as proof of the depravity of Saddam Hussein. Bush would have demanded trials for the abusers right up to the highest Iraqis, including Saddam. You and I both know that this is true. But the most heinous crime of Bush and his neocon handlers is their betrayal of our brave young men and their families. For any president who would send our patriotic sons into battle for a damned lie should face impeachment. No, Brian, this is not an accidental war, but a vicious, malicious war. This war is a crime from start to finish, and first and foremost, a crime against the American people. That this war was driven on by Jewish supremacists is obvious to anyone who knows even a small part of the facts. Take a look at the architects of this war, the facilitators of this war, the propagandists of this war, and even the media cheerleaders. My God, you have to be blind not to realize who was behind this war and why they were behind it. In regard to media, please be painstakingly accurate when you supposedly represent my views. I have never said that Jews control all outlets of media and public opinion. That would be a ridiculous and untrue statement that would serve to discredit anything else that I would say. I've never said that, and I don't say that now. What I do say is that they dominate the news and entertainment media in America and have an inordinate influence over it. And I stand by that statement. As far as your assertion that the Jewish media moguls simply want to make money, and that they give the people, quote, what they want, such a statement is patently absurd. The media has created the fashion, not simply followed it. An interesting example is the now deceased British media mogul Robert Maxwell. We recently found out that Maxwell, in addition to being Britain's biggest publisher of newspapers, magazines, books, and movies, also turned out to be a Mossad agent. Is one seriously to believe that this man, who is so dedicated to Israel as to be an agent for the Mossad, would not then influence his publications to protect and advance Israel's interest? One would have to be a naive fool to think otherwise. Is saying that Jewish advocates of Israel dominate the media anti-Semitic? Is it unreasonable? The evidence is overwhelming. But here it will suffice for me to quote a major Jewish publication, the Los Angeles Jewish Times. Quote, four of the five largest entertainment giants are now run or owned by Jews. Murdoch's News Corp, at number four, is the only Gentile holdout. However, Rupert is as pro-Israel as any Jew, probably more so. That's from the Los Angeles Jewish Times, October 29, 1999. Now, I don't suggest that all Jews are supremacist, but I do suggest that the supremacists among your people control the organized Jewish community and much of the politics and media of my own Gentile nations and communities. Now, you say you don't oppose Jewish intermarriage, but you must admit that almost every major Jewish organization opposes intermarriage as a vital threat to the Jewish people, and they all work very strongly against it. Now, the same Jewish media condemns and ridicules whites who oppose intermarriage. Furthermore, the State of Israel, that the organized Jewish community supports, is certainly an apartheid state in almost every facet of life. Israel does not even legally recognize the marriage of a Kohanim to a fellow Jew of impure pedigree, much less to a lowly Gentile. Israel is a fully segregated nation on practically every level between Jew and non-Jew. Now, I know you must be aware of this, but perhaps you've never considered it deeply before. If you haven't thought about this carefully, can the reason be that none of the 198 channels on your Jewish media-dominated TV set ever focus on this issue? As my chapter on immigration in my book, Jewish Supremacism, shows, the organized Jewish community has been the driving force in the effort to break down American immigration law and cause America to go from a 90% European nation to one where whites will become a minority in just a few short years. This is the same Jewish community that always speaks of the absolute need for Israel to maintain its Jewish demographic superiority. It's the same Jewish community that supports Israel's super tough immigration laws. As far as the attacks on the European American people, our culture, our heritage, even on our very existence as a people, it is easy to document the overwhelming Jewish role in fostering these movements. While Jews incessantly talk about the 3,000 years of Jewish history, tradition, and peoplehood, and are praised for it in the Jewish-dominated media, Jewish anthropologists and Jewish sociologists constantly tell us that white people and race itself doesn't even exist, that it's only a social construct, that we really have nothing to be proud of, that our forefathers were slaveholders, and that there's no such thing as European culture. Their argument is that since there are differences among Europeans in culture, that therefore there's no common European culture, i.e., no culture even to defend. This destructive poison is being sold to us by 1,000 Jewish academics and their Gentile bootlickers across the Western world. And these views are popularized by a media, again, that is overwhelmingly Jewish. The same media, by the way, that gives racist apartheid Israel a free pass. If the press is not under the inordinate influence of Jewish supremacists, why is Israel not attacked in the media, as South Africa was? In fact, Israel has invaded and occupied neighboring lands, has had 3 million people under a brutal illegal occupation for 35 years, has jailed and tortured tens of thousands of people, and yet still America supports this Jewish criminal state. Could it be that the Jewish preponderance in the media conglomerates have something to do with this? I think a reasonable man would suspect so. Brian, Jewish supremacism exists in the nexus of media and government power. And I tell you, this evil threatens not only Gentiles, but Jews as well. For it has been the extremist behaviors and excesses of Jews in the past that have been greatly responsible for the historical reprisals against Jews in general. The Iraq War is a perfect example of such Jewish extremist excess. Now these Jewish supremacist extremists such as Pearl, Poteritz, and others openly talk about fostering what they call World War IV. The Iraq War is part of this blood-soaked evil vision. Jewish supremacism, my friend, is the greatest single threat to world peace and security. As Israel Shahak said, quote, "Anti-Semitism and Jewish chauvinism can only be successfully fought simultaneously." The Iraq War is a disaster, not just for the 100,000 killed and perhaps 500,000 innocent maimed or harmed, but also for the tens of thousands of Americans maimed or killed, the billions of dollars wasted, and the spurring on of incredible hatred and resulting terrorism for years to come across this planet. It is the handiwork of these Jewish supremacists and the Gentiles who have sold their souls to them. If the media is not so dominated by the Israeli firsters, how could it so easily suppress common knowledge of the murderous acts of Israeli terrorism and treachery against the United States, events that I have adequately documented on my website and in my books? If not for this overwhelming Jewish media control, how could the leaders of the United States government go to AIPAC conventions and genuflect before them and not worry of the scandal of being supported by an organization now directly accused of espionage against the United States of America? If you would like to read my books, My Awakening or Jewish Supremacism, I would be happy to correspond with you at length. You can find them both at davidduke.com. I don't have time to keep up a lengthy correspondence with you and repeat what I write about and document at length in my books. I hope you read my books. Well, I've already spent more time than I wanted to on this reply. I'll post it on my webpage with only your first name so others who have the same questions can have them answered succinctly. I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to offer your observations and ask pertinent questions. Asking questions is the first step to learning the truth about any issue or idea, and I respect you for that. This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.